Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Hello everyone, welcome back. I am so excited to be recording again. Let's just jump right in. The other day I was asked, what inspires you? And instantly my mind went to the scripture in Job 33:4. The amplified version reads like this: "It is the Spirit of God that made me, which has stirred me up, and the breath of the Almighty that gives me life, which inspires me." I instantly think of a man in a Bible, if you can just imagine and go with me. He's built an incredible career, gotten to the height of his profession. The most powerful man in the world is his confidant, and he's making more money than he knows what to do with. But in one moment, he realized, "I've built this impressive life, but I haven't inspired anyone." That was Nehemiah. I want to remind you today that God designed us to be moved by the needs of those around us. God's inspiration is always centered around others. He doesn't simply inspire us to be happy or to make lives easier. He's always seeking to implant seeds of inspiration to change the lives of others. I remember when we lived in Pensacola, I had just had Jax, and I would try to get away in the afternoon with the boys when they got home from school. And so on this particular afternoon, I took him to the park and I met a young mom who had a baby that had just started walking. And she kept looking at me. I kept looking at her. We kept making eye contact. And, you know, sometimes you go to the park and you don't want to talk to anyone. You're hoping no moms talk to you. You're hoping your kids don't bring anyone up to you. But that day, I just felt the Lord say, "Go say hi." And I didn't know where the conversation was going to go. I just thought, I'm just going to say hi, small talk. So I said hi and she said hi. And then she said, "Thank you for coming and talking to me. I just moved here. I don't know anybody." She actually served our country. I thanked her for her service. And she began to open up. And she told me that when she got pregnant, she went back to SoCal. And when she got there, there was no community for her. There was nobody reaching out to her as a single mom. And so the man that she got pregnant by, he had family in Pensacola. His mom, his grandparents, several relatives lived there. He was still in the service. So she moved across the country with her little baby to be near family, only to find out when she got there that they really didn't want anything to do with the little boy. They just wanted the idea of having a grandson. And so she began to open up and just said, it's been so hard financially. She hasn't been able to find a job because she has no one to care for him. She can't even go to an interview because nobody will help her with him. And so I told her, you know what? We have so many young moms in our church. I know several that stay home and watch other people's children in the church. And I invited her to come to church. See, God opened a door organically for me, to invite this young mom to church. I didn't just walk up to her and say, hey, you have to come to my church. It was more reaching out and just asking, what do you need? And so when she opened up and told me I need help, it gave me an opportunity to then say, hey, the church is here. This is why we exist. So she came to church on a Wednesday night. I introduced her to several, because if you're a mom, which if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are, you know, you're going to feel a connection. Your intuition is going to say yes or no. So I wanted to give her an opportunity to meet several women. And instantly she connected to a girl, a young mom in the church named Nicole. And I was able to just step back and watch what the Lord did. She began to come to church. She actually was able to go to interviews. She got a job. The Lord did all of that just by me saying, okay, Lord, I will go talk to somebody. It's really that simple. I think the best way to lead someone to the Lord is through lifestyle and by being his hands and feet. It took Nehemiah 4 months to embrace the inconvenient truth that God needed him to help his friends and family. I can only imagine what everyone around him thought when the inspiration of the Lord hit and all those barriers and obstacles that he quickly overcame, because that wall was built in 52 days. Steve Jobs said this: here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs and the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as crazy ones, we see geniuses, because the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. So, be the person who is internally stirred by something that no person or circumstances can take away. An inspired person can be dropped anywhere, at any time, in any circumstance, and still inspire others. Why? Because they are inspired on the inside. Their inspiration isn't an outward quality that can be stolen. Their inspiration isn't a fragile emotion that the adversary can sweep away. A truly inspired person is someone who has the breath of life, going back to our scripture, breathed in them on the inside. I hope this little episode today spoke to you and inspired you to be inspired by the Word of God and Him alone. And I pray that you would reach out to those around you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and hit like or leave a comment or share my podcast if you enjoyed it. I will see you again next week. Bye.